for me. Oh, give Him your praise, worship His name, all that I am, sing hallelujah. Forever I'm free, forever I'm changed. Forever my life is defined by His grace. With every step, every breath, all that I am, sing hallelujah. Hey, yeah. Oh, my whole heart, oh, my soul, let everything within me praise the Lord. Through the shadow, through the storm, let everything within me praise the Lord. We praise. We praise the Lord. Faith is my shield, your word is my sword. The greater the fight, the louder I'll roar. The spirit that raised Him from the grave, living in me, sing hallelujah. All He's done for me, I won't stop singing of all He's done for me. He heard my cry, set me on a rock, saved me from the hand of the enemy. So I won't stop singing about my Savior. I won't stop singing of all He's done for me. No, I won't stop singing of all He's done for me. He heard my cry, set me on a rock, saved me from the hand of the enemy. So I won't stop singing about my Savior. Oh, my whole heart, oh, my soul, let everything within me praise the Lord. Through the shadow, through the storm, let everything within me praise.
Through the shadow, through the storm, let everything. Easter. We have a few announcements here. I think I'm going to let Lauren go first and then Brent.
Babies through sixth grade, we will be meeting down here immediately after service. You can grab your Easter egg baskets, and then we will split up into age groups and dismiss the Easter egg hunt this morning.
Good morning. Let's talk about April just a little bit. On the back of your bulletin, you'll see a bio for Wade Edwards. He's the man who's coming in view of a call in April, and we're really blessed in the situation we've got here. We're going to be able to be exposed to him for a while. He's going to be able to come several Sundays. So next Sunday morning, he's going to be preaching in the morning service. He's going to be speaking in the evening service. The following Sunday, he'll actually be preaching in view of a call. Hard to notice much difference, but that's the Sunday he's coming for that. We'll have a fellowship dinner, a potluck lunch after that, and then question and answer on that Sunday night. Then the 21st, he's going to speak again that morning, and then we're going to vote as a church. We'll have a yes or no ballot, paper ballot, and be able to vote on whether or not you feel led that he is the right man, the next man to lead our church in the pastorate. So be praying for that and looking forward to that and excited to see what God works through this month. So looking forward to seeing Wade Edwards next Sunday. And anybody on the pulpit committee, don't hesitate to ask any questions, anything about schedule, anything about him speaking, anything about him. Feel free to ask us. We'll be glad to share anything that we know, or maybe you know something that we need to. So don't hesitate to speak to us. Thank
you. All right. A few more announcements. Today we'll be continuing collecting for the North Arkansas Missions Board Easter offering. There will be no evening service tonight. Also, this coming Saturday, April the 6th, the youth group, some of them are going to go to the Young Christian Day at Silver Dollar City. We'll be leaving here at 8 a.m., and then we should be back by 7 p.m. And then, like Brent said, the April 14th, we'll be having a potluck following the morning service. All right, will y'all pray with me? God, I pray. Just say thank you, God. Thank you for sending your son. Thank you for doing what had to be done for us. God, I pray we never forget. God, I pray you watch and protect us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Crucifixion, by his blood I have been set free.
place for me, far beyond what hearts imagine, ears have heard, or eyes have seen. I believe that a day is coming, He's returning to claim His bride. I see all. How could I ever walk away from the one who saved my life? No, I'll never be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How could I ever walk away from the one who saved my life? No, I'll never be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How could I ever walk away?
Cantata, and sort of we're encouragers for you this morning. So you're not the audience anymore. God is our audience, and you guys are singing for His glory, okay? You're joining us. Don't just participate this morning. The dark tried to hide you and steal you away. Death tried to keep you inside of the grave. The enemy fought you, he tried but he lost. You cannot be stopped. When we cried for freedom, you tore down the walls. The weight of our burden, you carried it all. Our fears and our failures hang dead on the cross. You cannot be stopped. Mover of mountains, breaker of chains, Jesus has cried over the grave. Sing hallelujah, the battle is won. Nothing can stand against our God. We stand in your victory. You're mighty to stay. Awesome in power, relentless in love. You cannot be stopped. Mover of mountains, breaker of chains, Jesus has triumphed over the grave. Sing hallelujah, the battle is won. Nothing can stand against our God. There's nothing that can stop our God. There's nothing that can stop our God. There's nothing that can stop our God. There is nothing. There is nothing. There's nothing that can stop our God. There's nothing that can stop our God. There's nothing that can stop our God. There is nothing.
The Father's
will be when he comes. What a foretaste of deliverance, how unwavering our hope. Christ in power resurrected, as we will be when he comes.
Amen, amen. Amen. You may be seated. If our fellows would come forward this time for our offering. I'm looking for visitors and I don't see any. Looks like we're all home folk. If you're a visitor here, don't forget to fill out that blue envelope in the pew in front of you and put it in the offering plate.
Bow with me. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for this opportunity to be in your house to hear and to praise your word. Lord, I want to give you thanks for this special day that you have given us, that we celebrate the resurrection of your Son, forgave our sins. Lord, I pray you now that you bless this offering and bless the giver and the gift. And these things I say in Jesus' name. Amen.
In darkness deep, now see the light of morning. The mighty God, the Prince of Peace, a child to us is born. Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away our sin. Behold the life and light of men. Behold the Lamb of God, who died and rose again. Behold the Lamb of God, who comes to take away our sins.
break is over. Time to stand. Away, nothing to say, they just lost their dearest friend. All that he said, now he was dead, so this was the way it would end. The dreams they had dreamed were not what they'd seen. Now that he was dead and gone, the guard in the jail, the hammer, the nail, how could a night be so long? Then came the morning, night turned into day.
The day.
Staying with us this morning, so that's good. The rest of you who have Bibles, would turn to Mark chapter 14. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, it says, "Do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." The reason I read that to you is because I believe in God's timing, since He's lived for eternity in past and eternity future. The cross is just day before yesterday, fresh on His mind. It's not like it was 2,000 years ago like it is to us. So, these things are fresh to Him. And this is an unlikely passage to use for Resurrection Sunday, but it just thrilled me what the Lord showed me just some time ago in this passage. It's so encouraging that I wanted to share it with you just briefly here before we close. It says, beginning with verse 32, "And they came to a place named Gethsemane, and He said to His disciples, 'Sit here until I have prayed.' And He took with Him Peter and James and John, and began to be very distressed and troubled. And He said to them, 'My soul is deeply grieved to the point of death. Remain here and keep watch.' And He went a little beyond them and fell to the ground and began to pray that if it were possible, the hour might pass Him by." Do you see that? Excuse me, why are you guys sitting? You need to stand up. Come on. Stand up. We're reading the Word. Yeah, I forgot to tell you. You guys worn out? I know, it's been a long day. So where was I? And he went, if I'm reading it again, I'll read it again. Verse 35, "And He went a little beyond them and fell to the ground and began to pray that if it were possible, the hour might pass Him by." Have you ever thought about this? Jesus having second thoughts at this late hour? And He was saying, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for Thee. Remove this cup from Me." Do you see that? That's His request. remove this cup from me. Is that an awesome thought? Yet not what I will, but what thou wilt. Would you pray with me? Lord, thank you for this Resurrection Sunday, for this time for us to contemplate what has gone into our redemption. I just ask that you would glorify your name. I pray this in your holy name. Amen. You can be seated. I looked up the word for heavy. It says heavy in the King James Version, what I was reading you from the New American Standard, and it's paralupos. I guess we get our word peril from that. There are a lot of different words used in different versions. Deeply grieved, very distressed, troubled. One of the definitions in the Strong's Concordance said engulfed in sorrow. And that brought to my mind memories of happy martyrs. Have you ever read the stories of the martyrs? Any of you read the stories of the martyrs throughout the years? Many thrilling stories of how people stood for their faith in the face of terrific, fearsome torture, and how a lot of them did so with joy. They went to their death with joy. I read of one person that was so hated by the Emperor of Rome that he decided to grill him like a steak. And this fella, while on the grill, after being on the grill for a certain amount of time, turned to the executioner and said, "You can turn me over. I think I'm done on this side." Literally, that's what the record shows. Another person who was held captive so long that he lost strength in his legs, on his way up the gallows, asked the executioner for help because he told him, "You shouldn't have too much trouble getting me down." So there was another guy that was super lighthearted. There was a couple that were led into the middle of the arena that were going to be unleashed these wild beasts on, that they would unleash to eat them alive. And it says they were trembling, but not with fear, but rather with joy. These two saints were trembling with joy at the prospect of being martyrs for their Lord, you know, because they love the Lord. And so this is the idea that I'm about to talking to you about now. It's not original with me. I heard another speaker bring this to light. But he said, how are we to view Christ being troubled in the Garden of Gethsemane over and against these saints who were joyful and filled with peace going to their deaths, unafraid of death? And then he went on to explain about what Jesus was talking about. Look with me again if you have your Bible still open to the Mark passage. It says in verse 36, and he was saying, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for thee. Remove this cup from me." Do you see that? Remove this cup from me. This gentleman who I first heard this from suggested that it wasn't the cat of 39 tails that was making Jesus fearful. It wasn't being nailed to a cross and dying of slow suffocation that had him worried. It was facing the cup of his Father's wrath for the sins of the world. Can you believe it? Can you imagine? That's something that no other martyr has ever had to face. There's only one that's had to face that. Can you imagine Jesus experiencing hell so that we could have heaven? The scriptures say this. They say, you've heard these passages, 2 Corinthians 5:21. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Galatians 3:13 says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, curses everyone who hangs on a tree. And so I contemplated, you know, the wrath of God and how much God hates sin and is totally just and has never turned a blind eye to sin. And then I started wondering about Jesus' request. This has been a marathon for Jesus. If you remember the passage in Revelation, it says that Jesus was slain before the foundation of the world. So before he ever created the earth, he knew that we were going to fall and sin and had to have this conversation with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Do we want to do this? Do we want? And he decided to. And so all this time has passed. All these thousands of years has passed. And now he's at the finish line. I'm a marathoner, and if you go, can you imagine going 25 miles, 26 miles, and having the 0.2 left, and wondering if you want to finish or not? That's incredible for me to contemplate, having the finish line in sight, just hours away from his death and just a few days away from his resurrection. That tells me just how great a penalty that he paid for us, standing in our stead. And I thought about his request. It just blew me away. I'd never seen this before. You know, the Lord's always showing us new things when we look at the Passion Week. And I'm glad that we had it in our bulletin last week to go day by day. I hope you walk with the Lord last week during Passion Week. But anyway, it's always something new. His request in verse 36 just blows me away. Remove this cup from me. Remove this cup from me. And I thought, you know, he said, all things are possible with you, God. Was it possible? Was it possible? Was there a way out? And I got to thinking about Abraham and Isaac. Remember the story? The story of how we got the name Jehovah Jireh. The Lord is my provider. You know, that name originates not from someone who wanted bread on the table, but who needed a substitute for a life, a life for a life. God provided the ram with his horns caught in a thicket. Remember the story? And Abraham didn't have to kill Isaac. He was able to sacrifice the ram instead. And that's when he called God by the name for the first time. We first get the name Jehovah Jireh. And I started thinking, who could be Jesus' substitute? Can you imagine him in a conversation with the Father? Is there a way for me to escape this? Is there a way out? Is there a substitute for me? And the conclusion, you know, that I came to was, as I'm sure you would have, I can only imagine the Father saying, there is no one else. There is no one else born of a virgin. There is no one else who's lived a perfect life and is able to be the only acceptable sacrifice for the sins of the world. There is no one else who is both God, fully God, and fully man. Just like Brother Lynn said this morning, it's not Buddha or Muhammad or Confucian or anybody else. It's Jesus is the only one. There's only one who has ever conquered death and rose from the grave and lives to be our mediator, our only mediator between us and God. And so I'm going to call... Oh, Monica, good. You're right. Oh, you stayed up here? Awesome. So that's it. That's all I have this morning. I just wanted to let you see Christ in a new way. It's his exclusive, in his exclusive nature. I think the Christian church takes heat in being exclusive and saying Jesus is the only way. I was listening to a podcast. Could we have help with our counselors this morning? Whoever's going to help out to up front. And he said, my journey is not your journey. And he said, I don't like, this is a lost person speaking on this podcast I was listening to. He said, I hate it when people force me to take their journey. And I kind of bristled, you know, listening on our mail route. And I'm thinking, well, your journey might be different than my journey, but it's going to go through one specific spot if you want to make it to heaven, you know, and that's Jesus. We all have different stories about how we met Jesus, but you've got to go through Jesus. So this morning, we're just going to sing this song, and we're going to sing the whole song and just worship the Lord and turn our eyes on Jesus and worship him for what only he could do in our lives. And if this morning you're here, let's stand together. This morning you're here and you need Jesus to be that for you, your way, your sin bearer, and these people are up here to pray with you. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes to the hillside where justice There the Son of God gave His life for us, and our measureless debt was erased. Jesus, to You we lift our eyes. Jesus, our glory and our pride. We adore You, behold You, our Savior ever true. Oh, Jesus, we turn our eyes to You.
Important decision that you could possibly ever make in all of your life is to trust Christ as your Savior. If you have not done that yet, I'd urge you to make that tremendous decision to trust Him. If you need someone to talk to about that, these folks that's been up here, Roger and Holly, and myself and Gwen, we would be glad to visit with you about that. So you get a hold of us after this service, and we'd be glad to talk to you about that. Let's pray. Our Father, we come before Your throne of grace and mercy. Lord, I want to pray for each home that's represented here today, each dad, each mom, each child that is here in this service that's heard this message of song. And as we celebrate Easter, as we celebrate Your resurrection, Lord, we pray that it would be true in our own lives, that we serve a risen Savior who walks with us and talks with us, and one that we know as a friend. We pray that you dismiss us in your care and keeping. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.